Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering about.
A stallion was a nice way to say it, and stud was a dirty way.
Oh, I see.
They've got that song wrote up about the Tennessee stud and the Tennessee mare. They've got that. Women ain't as touchy anymore about what you say as they are, used to be.
Are you very touchy, Marty? No. Now, if a person didn't know how to ride a horse, they'd say, "Well, in my whole life, I have never
really rode a horse or something like that." I never did hear very many people around my part of the country ever say anything about they never had, because
they all
rode them.
They all did.
They'd ride a mule or a horse or something or other.
Yeah.
And they had some of the boys around from my cousins, doing Joe. They'd dress out, Clarence would dress out in the finest clothes.
Uh-huh.
And wages wasn't but about 50 and 75 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd dress out in that real fanciest serge, blue serge suits. And they'd dress out the fanciest of any of the boys in that school.
Mm-hmm.
And every school teacher that come in there, they got the school teachers.
Oh, they did?
They'd get the school teachers. The other guys around there didn't have a chance. And one of them never has married.
Really?
He's still a single man. You can talk to him about marrying and he'll just cry.
Oh?
Yeah, he'll cry. You can get to talk about some girl he ought to get married and say, all your money that you've got, well, you'll just help somebody else will get it.
Yeah.
And you ought to marry some good-looking woman and have that money, to give, for her to have that to live on,
mm-hmm.
Cause somebody else will take it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And he's got his money in the bank, and that's exactly what'll happen to him.
Now, how old is, maybe I'll go see about marriage.
Oh, he's older than I am now. He's passed his life, just about passed it away.
Well, I don't know. I was doing one of these interviews, and I better turn.
Ain't want that dog biting around on my dog. Jump on my little old dog.
Well, that dog right there?
That little ring necking was my dog out there.
Oh, yeah.
They have a bunch of them old dogs that runs around here and they try to buy it on the other little dogs. And I'll peel that dog's ears if he goes jumping on that dog, because that little dog of mine's loved all over this town.
The one with the ring rat stick,
mm-hmm.
I saw that.
He won't bite nobody or bark at him. But he won't bite nobody, and he goes around. One man down here feeds him steak, beef steak. And,
well, he eats better than I do, then, if he feeds him beef steak.
And he bought a can of dog food. We'd take care of his dog down there. And I hate for anybody to buy something rather, for my dog that way. And he'd cut out around the bone like this and leave meat all the way around that there steak bone and give that there. So I've got to give this to my dog. He just loves that old dog of mine. But what I was going to tell you, this old boy, he got in a car with this old girl, and he drove around with her, and he'd show her land.